Sonoma County Supervisor David Rabbit. David, good to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well.
A busy meeting yesterday for the Board of Supervisors, including movement on a $300 million housing bond. Do you think it'll make it to the November ballot?
There's some people that are really passionate about moving it forward. The action the board took yesterday was really to place it on a future agenda. It was something we do called a minute order. It actually brought out more people to discuss the issue than I thought we would, because really the action was only to place it on the agenda to have the discussion.
Well, people want to talk about it. As soon as you mention it, people want to talk about it. And this is, you know, none of this can be a surprise to any of us, I don't think, as we sort of struggle to come to terms with the financial damages that we suffered as a result of the fires and the original housing crisis that preceded the fires. But you talk a lot about the board itself being accountable for its actions. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I was talking about all jurisdictions, really. I mean, I have a little bias on this. I'm an architect. I have a family that's in development in San Francisco. We see so many projects that come forward that get protracted out for a long period of time, make them more expensive. Units get taken out. Development is very hard to do in Sonoma County. So here we have this housing crisis, but are we really committed to solving it? And what I was saying yesterday is that we have to have an adult conversation about housing growth in Sonoma County to see where we're going to accommodate it, how we're going to actually support it, instead of every time having something come along, beat it down, drag it out, and make it more expensive, and then wonder why we have the situation we do.
Wait a minute. Supervisor Rabbit, you're still talking about politics, though. This kind of thing is ordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think the fire has given us the opportunity to have this discussion. You know, we had a housing crisis prior. Now we have one on steroids. And this bond, you know, really just talks about the, you know, one sector of the housing market out there. Usually at less than 5% is subsidized housing. 95% of all housing is going to be built by for-profit developers in the private sector. And what are we doing to help that market move forward? You know, it's supply and demand at the end of the day. We're going to be one of those counties that's going to be all too exclusive, shipping in our workers from other locales because we want to close the gates and feel good that our housing prices are so expensive, but our kids can't live there.
Pretty ambitious plan. 30,000 units in the county over the next 5 years, the $300 million bond. Is it also partially to say, like, if we get a plan together, then we're more likely to get the dollars from the federal and state level that they promised us?
Yeah, certainly I think it's always about leveraging dollars on the affordable housing side. You know, what I brought up yesterday is here the state is going forward with a $4 billion bond. That's part of what happened with Tony Atkins' bill a year ago with a recordation fee set aside. And you have three top gubernatorial candidates that all support some sort of redevelopment 2.0, which will have a heavy emphasis on housing. It'd be nice to know how all of this works together and that we're not jumping out too far in front, nor are we falling too far behind. It's an interesting time right now for housing.
I want to see the size of your scissors, Supervisor Rabbit, as you try to cut through all of the red tape. And wouldn't that be a story indeed? And of course, you know, we can't talk about, you know, budget ills without talking about the potential for job cuts, too, when it comes to the county of Sonoma.
And we certainly are in that situation in more than a few departments, looking at where we're going to sit, not just get through this year, but as we move into the budget season to plan for next year. The board yesterday took action to have a layoff mitigation plan, which is really, I think, a responsible thing to do to make sure that we're supporting our employees. You know, that we're a large employer in the county. We have, we always have vacancies just because we are so large. So if we're going to have layoffs in one area, are those people capable and do they have the skills to fill a position elsewhere? And that's kind of what we put into place yesterday, was to make sure that we can look into that and have people land in spots that would be helpful and at the same time sweeping the other positions that are not going to be funded.
It's a huge chunk out of recovery that's trying to be bitten off by the supervisors and other city and county leaders, that's for sure. Supervisor Abbott, thanks for being here today. It won't be the last time we call on you.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Supervisor David Rabbit talking about the potential for that $300 million housing bond. Could see it on the ballot in November.